Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Oh yeah. Why don't we play a piece of music and it's 40 degrees outside? I don't know. It makes me feel warm.
Wishful thinking.
Same old street.
Come on, what do you got, John?
Oh,
I don't want to be here with a solo. Oh, now we're in the music. All right.
My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah,
all right, here we go.
All right, yes,
it's Pensacola Morning News. But Andrew's not here. Bobby Rossi, John Pickens, David Wayne, and the crew. Like a rock show.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, let's do a concert, man.
Let's do a concert.
I'll just start playing music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Andrew, waking up a little bit of a no throat this morning, no voice, so I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. Andrew, Army-Navy game comes up this weekend, and when the teams take the field, the Black Knights are going to sport all black uniforms. They look sharp.
They do?
They look sharp.
I haven't seen them yet.
Woo, they look good. It has white markings that honor the 101st Airborne Division.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm. Specifically, it's World War II actions during the 1944 Battle of the Bulge. The midshipmen will also look back at World War II, honoring the VF-61, the fighter squadron known as the Jolly Rogers, the most lethal squadron in the history of naval aviation. Their uniforms look sharp. All white with some navy. It's hard to describe these. The uniforms look good. I almost like the Army-Navy game just because I want to see the uniforms. They came with the Blue Angels one a couple of times now.
Oh, I love that one.
And it looks so sharp with the Blue Angels helmet.
Yes.
Oh, it looks so good. The helmet on this one is white. With the, where's my reading glasses? Old man glasses. Here we go. Oh, it looks so good. It has the Jolly Roger on the side of the helmet.
Oh,
I want
that's
this.
Awesome.
I would just walk around with this thing.
I would too.
It looks so good. The all black helmet from Army. It's all black matte helmet with a white clover leaf on the side. Oh, so both of these
that
look
sounds
so good,
man.
Both of these look good. Look, I'll show you. I got the laptops going on right here. There you go. Take a look at these real quick here, John. Let's get your reaction. So,
wow.
See? He said wow.
Oh, I love that. Oh my.
Both of them look good, huh?
That is awesome.
Yeah, you're going to want to see this game just for the uniforms. All right. Here's the thing. For 3 weeks, the paratroopers of the 101st held the town in the face of 54,000 enemy troops. According to the Army press release, the German Army's advance was halted well short of its objective and pushed back, having never captured Bastogne. The siege of the city was relieved when General George S. Patton's 3rd Army reached the 101st on December 26, 1944. Navy's uniform also harkens back to World War II when the U.S. Navy established the Fighter Squadron 17, VF-17, which began its life flying the F-4U-1 Corsair fighter back in 1943. Classic. Its first commanding officer, Tommy Blackburn, wanted a pirate theme to match his squadron to the fighter. The Corsair is an old nautical term for pirate. So his men came up with the skull and crossbones insignia and called themselves the Jolly Rogers. Yeah. By the end of the war, VF-17 was the deadliest squadron in naval aviation, notching more than 150 kills in the Pacific Theater of War, according to the Navy press release. And VF-17 was redesignated as VF-5B in 1946 and then VF-61 in 48 before being decommissioned in 59. The rich history and tradition of the Jolly Rogers meant that the Navy would soon revive the unit. The Bones have flown 9 different aircraft over the course of 63 years.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah, so a little history there as we get ready for the Army-Navy game. So pretty cool one right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
There's no accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on the Garcelon Point Bridge, both northbound and southbound, they're doing construction on the bridge, so they'll close one lane down, open another. and vice versa throughout the day today. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So Andrew McKay is out today. You're listening to Bobby Rossi. That would be me. I just refer to myself in the third person.
I know.
Like, that's very strange.
That's you.
Yeah. That's an out, it's like an out of the body of experience. So he called me late yesterday. Hey, Bobby. I was like, uh-oh. He's like, yep, that's why I'm calling. Just give you a heads up. And I was like, well, drink lemon, you know, honey lemon water and, you know, massage your vocal cords or something. Call me in the morning if you need me to come in. So he calls me at 4:45. Yeah, you got to go in. And so so I'm here. We're trying to give him time, see if his voice would clear up. But no, it has not done that. So you're stuck with me this morning.
And he sent in a little something.
Let's go ahead and play it. Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Andrew McKay. As you can hear, my voice is just not functioning today. I had so wanted to do the show today. I actually thought maybe I could do it in the style of Bobby Kennedy Jr., but instead, you're going to get Bobby Rossi today. He's fantastic. Sorry for missing you on a Friday, and we'll see you soon. Have a Merry Christmas.
Dude, he totally should have just Bobby Kennedy'd that.
Oh,
sucker.
I know. That would have been interesting.
And just shook his voice a little bit when he's doing that.
Yeah.
Just, I'm Andrew McKay, and I love Bobby Kennedy, by the way, so you can, I'm not making fun of him.
No.
Just, yeah. So the Make America Healthy Again. So he, yeah, his voice is gone. So this reminds me of something that's come up recently. I have a close friend of mine, runs a manufacturing type business. Mm-hmm. And I've sent a few people his way to work for him and that are younger in their young 20s, 22, 21, 20 years old, some different youngsters to go work for him. And I was following up with him a couple months ago. Hey, Greg, how's so-and-so working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, she's doing a great job. Love her having her here. She seems to be real excited. I said, well, I talked to her a little bit ago. She said she loves the job. So grateful for the referral. Just absolutely loves the job. He goes, no, yeah, she's doing really good. So is the other ones. He goes, just, you know. No. What do you mean, you know? He goes, you know, it's that age group. I go, what do you mean? He goes, just a typical thing for that age group of these young 20-somethings where they just get sick a lot.
Ah, yes.
And I was like, oh, yes. Because, I've got a little side business where I end up having to hire some 20-somethings during the summer. And, all of a sudden, just a little, I just don't feel really good today. I need a day off.
Oh, poor thing.
Okay, all right. But, you're scheduled to work. And, this is kind of last minute. Like, how sick are you? I just no way I'm going to be able to come in. And then I go to their social media because they follow me. Like, that's the other thing, too. I never would have thought about following my boss and, like, connecting my boss on social media.
Right.
But these young 20-somethings are like, well, you hired me now. Now we're social media friends. I'm like, no, I don't have to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
Like, yeah, it's okay.
You
go home, do your thing.
I'm mostly just on Facebook, social media with my family. That's pretty much my social media. Nope, that's not how it works now. You've hired me. You're now my friend on social media. So now we're on social media, so I see all their stuff, and they're all just, I'm sick. I don't think I can come in. 3 hours later, I see they're at some concert.
Right.
Really? I thought you were too sick to come into work, but now you're at this concert. Then I get this. So I've been working nonstop.
Right.
For 2 weeks. I'm like, well, you've been off the weekends. It hasn't been nonstop. Yeah, but I mean, weekdays, Monday through Friday, I haven't had a day off for 3 weeks. I think I need a mental health day on Tuesday.
A mental health day?
Mental health day, yeah.
Okay.
This is new. This is the new things that I'm learning from the younger generation that I didn't realize I was supposed to be doing, apparently. Instead of working for like 3 years straight without a day off.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I understand. Trust me.
And so, yeah, this is the thing. So I'm talking to my buddy and he's like, yeah, how's so-and-so work? Working great. You know, I mean, yeah, same stuff that I have to deal with the younger generation. Anyway, what stuff are you talking about? And then he starts going into these, they just have to have their times off. And sometimes they just need mental health days. And sometimes they just are randomly sick because, you know, Post Malone's coming into town or, you know, they're just whatever. And I don't know if any of you are seeing the same thing. If you run a business or if you are managing a business or you just work at a business. And if you're seeing things that are coming up, like popping up like this, because this is kind of a new, it's becoming a new workplace. I don't want to say habit, but like a almost management style you have to understand. That you hire people under the age 25, you're going to have to figure out how to give them more. Well, they call it work-life balance. And I'm like,
time management.
I was going to say, I always understood work-life balance was you work 8 to 5, and then your life is 5 till 8 the next day.
Right, exactly. That's your time.
Yeah, yeah. But now they're like, no, I need work-life balance means I have to have days that are just for me in the weekday. So I don't know if any of you others are seeing this as well, but you can yeah, that's right. That sounds like your own transgression.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, because Andrew uses the transgressors around you know, this time every day. And I love the transgressor. And he talked about, he goes, I've already got the, let me do that. I've already got the transgressors memorial even written up. I said, well, I could try to read it for you. I just don't know the inflections that you want to use for it. No, it's fine. I'll just hold on to it for next week. Okay. Sounds good. So, yeah, this is my own transgressors thing. It's just the youngsters needing their time off. So, my daughter said Andrew's voice sounds like SpongeBob when he was trapped underwater. Yeah. Oh, boy, that's funny. All right. I'm going to talk for another minute, and then you can do traffic, and then we'll go to break.
How's oh, you're so sound? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm very cognizant of the time here. Since we're talking about the youngsters, body integrity dysphoria. Have you heard of this?
No.
This is a big deal.
Did they have a pill for that yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But body integrity dysphoria is where people look at themselves and they see different than what is actually there. They'll look in the mirror and go, I'm fat. Or they'll look in the mirror and go, I'm way too skinny. And they're just fine. But they actually see themselves differently. But then now it's becoming even worse. So like that's body dysphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Body integrity dysphoria is a next level where some people are actually would prefer to lose a limb or have some sort of physical disability in order to...
What?
Yeah. Because they feel a mismatch between their mental and physical image. So because they mentally don't feel right, my body can't be right.
I don't need these legs anymore.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
The desire for amputation appears at a very young age, between 8 and 12 years old. It causes significant distress on patients, and most of them became happy only after they had some sort of surgery. Oh, boy.
But then 20 years down the road, you're going, I need that leg back.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize this was going on, but apparently healthy amputations have been occurring since 1997.
Why?
For people who are like, I need to lose a hand in order to feel whole. Oh, boy.
You feel empty.
Yeah. So younger generation, new world we live in. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, through that construction zone, I'm seeing about a 5-minute delay just due to congestion. Also, the Garson Point Bridge is going through the construction, and we're seeing about a 10 to 15 minute delay as they open one lane, close one lane, then open that lane and close the other. So it's if you can, take another approach because that's starting to back up right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You got a text here. Another advocate for transgressor service, Brother Bobby. Let's go, Brother Bobby. Hey, if I'm doing, if I'm going to be doing Transgressors, it's going to be like straight. Now, let me tell you here.
I love it.
We got the youngsters today. I'm going to be like a fire and brimstone preacher. We got the youngsters today with no work ethic. You got to repent.
And you got to hit the table.
I forgot to hit the table. Ow, to hurt. You got to get into the workplace. You got to do your hours. You can't get off early. You can't get off because you feel sick. You can't get off because you... Okay, they're going a little bit crazy. My bad.
No, it was... I started keep going.
I started going into a different zone.
I noticed.
My mind started to get caught up in it all. We better stop if... Start people driving off the road. All right, we got to get a quick break. We come back here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Olaf property over in Beulah. Lion Summer.
Love it.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's strength for life.
Today is Friday the 13th. Frigga triskaidekaphobia is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th. Superstitious people fear getting off an elevator on the 13th floor. They fear going to gate 13 at the airport. And Hollywood movies have added to the fear of Friday the 13th. However, Jesus tells us what we should not fear, and he tells us what we should. He says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." I encourage you to avoid living in fear rooted in nonsense. Instead, spend time today confidently rejoicing in the salvation that God offers to sinners like us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in Jesus, not just on Friday the 13th, but every day of the week.
That was James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let me put on my news voice now so I can tell you about the OLF-8 property, also known as the Olaf property. In summer! So the Olaf property had, three proposals yesterday, David? Three proposals yesterday. 6-hour-long meeting where they made no decisions.
They went till midnight.
Went to midnight.
That's what one listener said.
Oy vey, that's horrible. It's a debate. They're trying to, should we have mixed-use property? More commercial, more residential. We obviously need residential and we need commercial there, so let's see what happens.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Incoming Trump borders are. Tom Homan meets with New York City Mayor Eric Adams to discuss the migrant crisis and plans for deportations.
Once he agreed to sit down, I'm not going to give their names yet, but two other mayors have reached out until I verify they're going to get to the table with me. Already reached out. So I think this starts a domino effect.
Homan earlier on Fox and Friends. Drones on the East Coast and now on the West Coast.
People say they spotted what looked like floating red orbs hovering over San Diego County and other parts of Southern California.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera at the White House downplaying the sightings. More lake effect snow downwind of the Great Lakes.
The lake effect snow band still up and running all over all the Great Lakes, but we have lake effect snow warnings downwind of Erie and Ontario, and that's where we're focused in.
Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean, some areas already have 8 feet on the ground from other storms. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, 40 degrees right now. We've got sunshine in Pensacola this morning. And, well, as you heard, no decision on the OLF 8 property in Beulah. They spent hours discussing proposals from three potential developers, motions to begin negotiating with either TriW Associates, that's Chad Henderson's group, Beulah Town Center, Fred Hemmer's group, or Beulah Ranch, Ryan Bell's group. All fell apart when the parameters for the sale were put in question.
Is price the most important? Is it not? I mean, it's almost impossible. That is a task that I feel is almost impossible unless there are more specific parameters provided by you guys by a majority.
Let's cut and dry just some quick answers, because it's getting late. Do we all agree that we're going to sell the whole property or we're going to split it up? That's an easy one for everyone on the board to make a decision.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, there's no way to expect the staff to negotiate with three entities.
County Attorney Allison Rogers said without having a clear vision of the details of a contract, negotiations couldn't happen with any of the three possible developers. Commissioners wanted to sell the entire 530-acre property, but still wanted 270 acres designated for the public and job development. Developers seemed willing to work with Florida West and Pensacola Economic Development Council, but there were questions remaining on just how that would all work. Commissioners will continue discussions on this issue at their next meeting. That will happen on January 9th. A second man has been arrested in connection with the triple homicide on West Jackson Street. That happened back in April. 29-year-old Delarian Black Jr. was booked into the Escambia County Jail yesterday. He's charged with three counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Reports show Black Jr. was indicted by the state attorney's office in September on those charges. Another suspect, 23-year-old Torrance Sumler, was arrested earlier this year. The suspects are accused of gunning down three victims that were in a parked car outside of a birthday party in the Jackson Square parking lot. Now, the FWC is directing officials to bring forward proposals for possible bear hunting. This could potentially be the first sanctioned bear hunt in about a decade in Florida. Proposals are expected to be completed by a May commission meeting, giving staff members time to compile data from ongoing studies about bear populations and also get more public input. A Florida woman accused of making a threat following the United Healthcare CEO shooting in New York.
Given the nature of the threats, we would also be asking for GPS with house arrest conditions to protect the community.
That is State Attorney Matthew Hendry. Brianna Boston was in court yesterday. She's being held on a $100,000 bond. Lakeland police say that she called Blue Cross over her denied insurance claims and said, delay, deny, depose, you people are next. The 42-year-old woman then told detectives that healthcare companies, quote, deserved karma, end quote, but she said she did not own firearms. She's charged with threatening to conduct a mass shooting or an act of terrorism. New safety guidelines for condos in Florida leading to a surge in sales in 2022. Florida lawmakers passed legislation aimed at enhancing safety standards. This was in response to the Surfside condo collapse that was back in 2021. According to real estate market reports, the number of condos listed for sale in Northeast Florida increased by 118% year over year. The uptick in sales is a result of owners that were faced with year-end deadlines for inspections and cost studies. A Florida doctor has now lost his medical license after a patient died during a Brazilian butt lift procedure. The Florida Board of Medicine has revoked the medical license of Dr. Christopher Walker. He practiced in Orlando. His license was suspended in 2021 after the patient died. According to the complaint, he performed liposuction on the 38-year-old as part of the procedure, but during that, he repeatedly crossed through the patient's abdominal muscles and punctured multiple organs and arteries. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, if you're traveling between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're seeing some just congestion delays. I'd say 5 to 7 minute delay there. Also, the Garcelon Point Bridge is starting to back up as construction is still ongoing on that. They'll open one lane, close one lane, and that's both north and southbound. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice sunny day today with a high near 62 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Keeping the warming forecast into that Sunday with a high near 70 and a low near 60. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we have 40 degrees in Pensacola. It is 36 in Milton. And 43 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. And now our market report.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. The National Labor Relations Board issued a complaint against the producers of hit reality TV show Love is Blind, according to CNN. They argue the contestants should be classified as employees and therefore eligible for workers' protections. This is the first legal action of its kind regarding reality show participants. Amazon is donating $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural fund, a company spokesman said. As tech companies look to build positive relationships with the administration, Amazon is also streaming the inauguration. Microsoft plans to take an $800 million charge after General Motors said it was shutting down its robotaxi program, citing the high cost to develop the technology and build out a fleet of vehicles. The charge will have a negative impact of about 9 cents a share, the company said in the filing. Futures are slightly up. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 234. The NASDAQ was down 132. S&P 500 down 32. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is Wayne Barr from Anderson Subaru, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. God bless.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Pensacola Hardware, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Abby at Stillwater's Day Medical Spa, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Leslie Perino with EW Bullet, wishing everyone happy holidays.
This is Riley from Drip Parlor Downtown, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
Couple of those superlatives that we've had this past year. Number 4 safest city in the United States.
A huge thank you to our Pensacola Police Department for that. A huge round of applause deserved.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves delivered the State of the City address, and News Radio covered it live.
We've got to find housing affordability at every income level, from homeless and homeless transitional all the way to market rate.
News. It's what we do. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, I didn't like the visual of Bossa Nova Elvis.
Right.
But I like the music.
Yeah, no, it's groovy. Great. Groovy. Look at you.
Yeah.
We're relating to the people.
I don't know. OLF, we were just talking about OLF8. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking about OLF8, or I call it the Olaf property, in summer. Somebody said, what do you keep saying in summer for?
Right.
It's from Frozen. The snowman character is Olaf, and he has this beautiful song that he sings where he's a snowman, but he wants to know what summer is like and feels like summer would be amazing. And stuff, and because it's this little tongue in cheek thing because he's a snowman. And
gotcha.
But he has no idea that he would melt in the snow.
Right.
He's just like, oh, it'd be so nice to lay on the warm sand and stuff like this. And
You're melting away. Yeah.
So it cracks me up anyway. Anyway, OLF8 is causing so much drama they can't make a decision. I know. We've had probably half a dozen proposals at this point that seemed like they were going to be accepted, and then they don't get accepted. And it just keeps on, and it just moves on. Just, it's crazy what's going on with that. Another one here. I'm glad they're not making a rush decision on OLF. I'm totally serious. But that is really a hilarious statement. Got a laugh to keep from crying. Yeah. I 6 hours, finished at midnight last night, and they still didn't come up with a decision. Yeah. So we'll have to see what's going on with all that. So, all right. What was I going to talk about here? Oh, I was actually going to bring, I got a different story I want to bring up here about the Duke accuser in a second. First, I just saw this story on WEAR, our TV partner.
WEAR?
WEAR. What did I say?
WIER?
Oh, I don't know. It was my accent. It was my British accent coming out. Escambia County Extension is among the top collectors for the annual peanut butter challenge, coordinated by UF and IFAS extensions in Florida A&M. Yeah, we ranked fourth in the state, second in the district for collecting jars of peanut butter. They collected over 1,500 jars of peanut butter. I wanted to talk about this, not just to give us an applause. There's the applause.
Yeah,
there you go.
There we go.
Very good. We're very good. But also because I love peanut butter.
Oh, I do too.
I love peanut butter. There isn't a week that goes by where I don't have at least two peanut butter sandwiches of some sort. Peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter honey, sometimes just peanut butter. Sometimes just peanut butter on a banana. Sometimes peanut butter on an apple. I love peanut butter. And I like to make my own peanut butter. That's like my ideal.
Really?
Yeah, I got like a Vitamix. It's like 50 years old. I don't know. They last forever. And you just go buy peanuts. You just throw them in there and just blend it up. You don't even have to add oil or nothing to it. You just blend them up straight. Oh, it's so good. It's good
Man,
stuff.
Man, that does sound good.
Yeah. But then you go get like a Peter Pan or something like this that has a little sugar added to it.
Right.
And you put that in the fridge, and it's just like candy. You just pull it out of the fridge. It's hard, and you just eat it like candy.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've just ruined a lot of people. There's a reason why my waistline is as big as it is. It's peanut butter. Peanut butter is so good.
It really is.
I like it a lot. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 just due to congestion through that construction zone. Also, if you're traveling on the Garcon Point Bridge, both north and southbound, you're going to see about a 10 to 15 minute delay as they're still doing construction work. They're opening one lane, closing one, and so on and so forth. So that'll take you a little more time. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah. We got a... All right. So I got another text here about the county OLF 8. If the county would quit changing what they want, then maybe they would approve something. Oh, he's putting it on the county. Putting it on the county is the problemo right there. Do you remember the whole Duke lacrosse situation?
Yes. We actually talked about it yesterday.
Oh, you did talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the accuser who accused them, Crystal Mangum, confessed to lying about being raped by the Duke lacrosse team. I was talking about this with Andrew this morning. Well, we were texting back and forth because he talks like this right now. So we were texting. And I said, didn't she already admit that it was that she lied? So, no, she didn't. What had happened is they had the trial, and in the trial, they realized she lied. And that's when they, you know, that's when they acquitted the boys.
Right.
And then they sued Duke for, because they were like, you know, they spelled them and they did all this other stuff. They had all this backlash and it's like, hey, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? You guys treated us like
exactly. Already guilty.
Yeah, guilty. Yeah. And then turns out, you know, through the legal system, found out that she was lying. So at the time, they did not prosecute her for perjury because the prosecutor at the time said basically it was mental health. They believed that she was not mentally stable enough to stand trial. They believe that she convinced herself of some of the lies that she was telling. So she was mentally not fit, is what they said. Well, now she's admitted in an interview. She did indeed make it up. She says, quote, I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me and they didn't, and that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. I made up a story that wasn't true because that's what people want to know. Why did you do that then? You've ruined these boys' lives for the longest time. I made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. Let me repeat that.
Yes.
I wanted validation from people, not from God. So I guess... I guess you're saying if I was just looking to get validation from God, I'd realize I'm a precious daughter of God, and what people think of me doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she was a stripper at the time. Not that that's like whatever. Just I'm kind of giving a background.
Think people would validate you there,
right? And kind of going with that, like there's a stereotype about people who are strippers because they're dealing with trauma. And they don't know how to deal with their trauma or deal with their self-esteem or self-worth. And so they go to this route. And so so she obviously was already been dealing with things, right? Well, then, so she said, I wanted validation from people. So she made up this story about rape. So here's the thing. She's serving a prison sentence for murdering her boyfriend right now.
Mentally unstable, like the people said.
Like the prosecutor said. Just wow. Okay. So she did indeed make it up. Now, all right. So now she admitted it. So they're going to prosecute her for perjury. Nope. They can't prosecute her for perjury because in the state of North Carolina, statute of limitations only lasts about 2 years.
2 years?
2 years. So
wow.
This accusation happened in 2006. The trial didn't happen until it was after the 2 years of that, you know. But now it's been longer than 2 years since they found her or found them innocent. So statute of limitations has expired, so they can't even prosecute her for perjury.
Wow.
Wow is correct.
That just, wow.
President Biden had the largest commutations day in history. So we know he pardoned his son, Hunter, despite saying he wouldn't pardon him. But then after that, he commuted 1,500 people's sentences. Half of them men, half of them women.
Right.
Pretty balanced. Most of these apparently were people who were already on house arrest. They were released, some of them, during COVID. So 2 or 3 years ago, they were released for COVID because the prisons were full, and also because the, we had COVID in there, and so in close proximity, one out of five prisoners were getting COVID. And so they thought, well, if we could take nonviolent offenders and move them to house arrest, then we'll do that. So some of these people have been on house arrest for a couple of years, so he went ahead and just commuted their sentences. Largest commutation in history.
Wow.
So pretty interesting right there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio, filling in for Andrew today. Coming up here next, let me put my old man glasses. Oh, I've been learning new phrases from the youngsters.
Oh, boy, that scares me.
Yeah, like situationships and cohousing. Cohousing. That sounds like a German term. Cohousing.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about those coming up next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about. Is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ho, 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 ho.
on.
Bark like a dog.
Especially during that.
Yeah, that song every time. Every time I hear it. That one in the Sublime song.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember which Sublime song it is, but there's a Sublime song where he has this Dalmatian barking in there. So that's a good one. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay, of course. I mean, how many times has Andrew barked on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really nice.
Love
Andrew's
you, Andrew.
Demeanor. Yeah. Just, but I tried to get him to do it at RNC. Yeah, he
really?
Yeah, he wouldn't do it. Yeah. I was trying to get, I was like, you need a little Bobby. Get a little energy for you on the air right there. But he wouldn't. He's like, that's very uncomfortable. You're making me uncomfortable just even talking about it. Stop doing that. Andrew called me at 4:45 this morning. Hey, Bobby. I can't. Wait, speak up. Can't understand you. I need you to go do the show. So, unfortunately, his voice is gone. So, hopefully, he heals up quickly. Although, he's going on vacation next week. So, I kind of suspect that this is a ploy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go on vacation
day.
A little bit early.
Yeah.
This is a mental health day. Yeah, that's right. We talked about that earlier. The 22-year-olds are all like, you know what? I've been working for 5 days straight. I need a mental health day. And so they have to get a day off. That's Andrew. He's got teenage boys now.
Exactly.
He's got 20-year-old boys. And his sons are like, Dad, man, you're doing it wrong. What are you doing working for like a whole year? You got to have mental health days. And you're about to go on vacation a week next week. So just call in sick. That's what we do all the time.
And we can leave earlier.
Exactly. All right. What was I going to tell? Oh, I met somebody a while ago, introduced me to a new term.
Mm-hmm.
Situationships.
Situation?
She kept talking about she was in this situationship with somebody. And she's kind of describing it. I'm like, it sounds like a boyfriend. But she kept calling it a situationship. And then she kept situation. So then I Googled it. I was like, I don't know what this situation. I never heard of a situationship. I Googled it. I still didn't quite understand it. I finally just one day just admitted. I don't know what you're talking about. What is this?
Right.
What is this? Turns out it's in the news now. Yeah, the news is now covering situationship. And apparently this is a new term that Gen Z came up with. Okay, this person I was talking to is not Gen Z. All right.
Okay.
So they're picking up these terms from Gen Z. I'm going to describe situationship. You tell me what you think this sounds like, John.
Okay.
All right. So this is according to the person. All right, we're running out of time. I'm just going to have to just say what it is. This is friends with benefits.
Really?
It's what it is. It's friends with benefits. They don't want to define the relationship. They want to have a romantic encounter.
Okay.
Romantic encounters. They don't want to. So it's friends with benefits. But apparently Gen Z is big into situationships because you don't have to break up with the person when you finally want to stop seeing them.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio.